to use the old cliche, Miles, it was a game of two halves. It certainly was. We were playing with a strong wind in the first half, and we went in at halftime a few points down. And you know, we hadn't played at all in the first half. We were very, very dysfunctional, and we weren't just making things happen for us. So we sat down, we gathered our thoughts, we just reformed a little bit of positional play. And you know, with that type of a day, once you have possession of the ball, it's not to kick it away against the wind. And we decided that was the plan we had, and we just kind of held the ball and ran at them, and then, you know, created a few spaces inside. And once again, you know, the full forward line came up trumps.
You were playing with the breeze, you know, and you were behind at half time. And indeed, at the beginning of the second half, Tyrone seemed to score the first points at the beginning.
They did. But again, as you know yourself, Miles, in ladies football, Tyrone had a player like we had at the very start of the first half. We had a player put in, Karen received a yellow card and was put in after the 10 minutes. And likewise, in the start of the second half, Tyrone had their number 8, their midfielder. She was actually thinned in as well. So, you know, it does have a huge bearing on it, and it gave us a little strength in the pitch like they had in the first half. So it made a huge difference to us, and we took full advantage of that.
Mm-hmm. And goals win matches, and the Donegal, well, can I assume, or you tell me, who scored those goals for Donegal?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm not sure who got them all, because the person that was doing the stats, I haven't had a chance to speak to him yet right after the game. But I do know that Geraldine got on the end of a couple of them again, two or three of them, and I think Yvonne got one as well, you know.
Mm-hmm. So overall, you know, were you worried at half-time that maybe first defeat for Donegal this season?
Ah, of course, it's always in the back of your mind, but you do actually put it in the back of your mind. You don't let it, you know, get into the dressing room. It's all positive stuff that we have to contend with when we go into those dressing rooms at halftime. And, you know, like, I mean, we were playing the All-Ireland finalists from last year, and they're a very, very good team. But I suppose, like last night, I suppose, to come up here into Tyrone, into their own backyard, and come away with points is wonderful, as well as I suppose a mention for the vocational school team too, being in an All-Ireland final. So all in all, this weekend it has been a very, very good and positive weekend for Donegal football.
It certainly has. In relation to the Donegal team, are they fitter than their oppositions that they've met so far, because they seem to come strong at the end?
Well, they appear to be having that extra little bit of fitness, but I think as well as being fitter, they just have that little bit of hunger as well. You know, the training policy we have at the moment is that we just train one day a week in O'Donnell Park on a Saturday morning, which we're very grateful to be able to do, because there are so many of the girls away in college, and I know they're all training with their colleges, as well as there's three or four then starting club training. But it's great, you know, that we can have that approach, because, you know, they just seem to have that little bit more hunger, and you know, sometimes too much is too little.
Mm-hmm. So this is Division 1 of the National Football League for ladies. Maybe a bit of trepidation going into that series, but are you confident that these ladies can compete at the top level?
Well, they've obviously shown that themselves, Miles. They've had 3 from 3 now, you know, and this was the big test today, coming away from home, our first away game, you know, and they stood up to the challenge. So, you know, I personally feel, you know, there's so much more in these girls, but, you know, they should be, there's nothing there that you should be afraid of, you know.
What's next for Donegal ladies?
Next weekend is a break, but we have a training and a game organised, a challenge match, and then we're heading to Cork, which will be a total different ball game again, but our approach is one game at a time.